Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include U.S. House of Representatives passes resolution condemning Chinese regime's organ harvesting crimes against Falun Gong. European Parliament asked to investigate forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience in China. Israel, art exhibition raises awareness of the persecution in China. Newsweek reports on China's organ harvesting from political prisoners. Son and daughter arrested, elderly mother injured by police. And the story of a Falun Dafa practitioner teacher and a troublemaker student. Now for the stories. U.S. House of Representatives passes resolution condemning Chinese regime's organ harvesting crimes against Falun Gong. The U.S. House of Representatives unanimously passed Resolution 343 on June 13, 2016. The resolution calls on China's communist regime to immediately stop forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience. The resolution also calls for an immediate end to the persecution of Falun Gong, which has continued for 17 years. It further calls for the release of all incarcerated Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience, and for a credible, transparent, and independent investigation into China's organ transplantation system. House Resolution 343 was initiated by Representatives Ileana Ross-Litanen from Florida, Chairman of the Subcommittee on the Middle East and North Africa, and Representative Gerald Connolly of Virginia, as well as six other members of Congress. It has garnered strong bipartisan support with 185 co-sponsors. Members of Congress condemn the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Republican Representative Ileana Ross-Litanen, who authored the measure, said in a press statement this week, "China has been perpetuating perhaps some of the most gruesome and egregious human rights violations against the Falun Gong and other prisoners of conscience, yet has hardly faced any criticism, let alone sanctions, for these abuses. The regime's ghoulish and inhumane practice of robbing individuals of their freedom, throwing them in labor camps or prisons, and then executing them and harvesting their organs for transplants is way beyond the pale of comprehension and must be opposed universally and ended unconditionally." She said in her floor speech before the vote on Monday, "By passing this resolution, we can send a message to the Chinese regime that we condemn this continued practice of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners, and this sickening practice must stop, especially harvesting organs from non-consenting individuals." Congressman Elliot Engel, "Forced organ harvesting is gruesome and shocking." New York Congressman Elliot Engel said, "Non-consensual organ harvesting under any circumstance represents a gross violation of human rights. But these allegations are particularly egregious. Authorities at Chinese prisons targeting prisoners because of their religious beliefs and then making a profit by trafficking these victims' organs. I cannot think of hardly anything that's more disgusting than that." Congressman Chris Smith from New Jersey said in his speech, "This legislation is an important step in bringing accountability and transparency to maybe the greatest crime of the 21st century." Congressman Smith said he strongly believes that the communist regime's campaign to eradicate Falun Gong in China over the past 17 years will be seen as one of the great horrors.
European Parliament asked to investigate forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience in China. The European Parliament passed a resolution in December 2013 to call on China to stop the forced organ harvesting from living prisoners of conscience, the majority of whom are Falun Gong practitioners. 12 European lawmakers recently issued a written statement asking the European Parliament to initiate an investigation of China's live organ harvesting. If half of the members of the European Parliament sign the statement, the request will automatically become a resolution. Falun Gong practitioners held a series of events during the week of June 6th at the European Parliament in Strasbourg, France, to raise awareness about the atrocities taking place in China and to voice support for the recent investigation request. Practitioners distributed materials about organ harvesting atrocities to parliamentary staff and visitors. They also collected signatures on a petition calling for an end to the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Witness: narrowly avoided live organ harvesting. Ms. Liu Wei, A Falun Gong practitioner who now lives in Germany spoke at the event to share her past experience in China. She was incarcerated in forced labor camps and jails for a total of 16 months for her belief in Falun Gong. She was tortured and forced to do unpaid labor, such as knitting sweaters, for 15 hours a day. She was deprived of sleep as a means of torture. Years later, Ms. Liu realized that she'd almost become a victim of live organ harvesting. Ms. Liu recalled, "Nobody was concerned about my health in prison, but they arranged physical examinations for us Falun Gong practitioners. She had blood drawn and doctors examined her heart and kidneys with ultrasonic equipment." Ms. Liu described the first physical examination in a detention center. One day, the guards ordered all Falun Gong practitioners in the center to have a physical examination. "We had blood drawn. A doctor asked me, 'Do you have any family history of illness?' I answered, 'My grandfather died of heart disease. My mother has heart problems. I had heart problems, too, before I began practicing Falun Gong.'" She recalled that the guards did not allow the practitioners to ask the doctors any questions, nor would they tell them why they were being examined. It wasn't until she moved to Germany that Ms. Liu read reports about live organ harvesting in China and finally understood the chilling reason for the physical examinations. Apparently, she escaped the horror due to concerns over her family's medical history. Many Falun Gong practitioners who have also fled China have reported similar experiences.
Israel, art exhibition raises awareness of the persecution in China. The Art of Jen Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, International Exhibition, was held in the Cultural Center of the City of Netanya on February 11th through March 17th, 2016. On opening night, the hall was filled with local officials and community leaders, among others. The exhibition was a striking display of the peaceful world of Falun Dafa, the brutality of the 17-year persecution in China, and the faith, courage, and triumph of the human spirit. Many visitors expressed outrage and were moved to tears while viewing the paintings, especially when they heard about the forced organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners by the Chinese Communist Party in China. Some of the visitors even organized group tours for students. Art lovers were especially impressed by the artist's level of skill, and many thought the paintings were photographs. About 600 people come to this cultural center for shows and concerts every night, so many had the chance to see the exhibition more than once and brought family and friends with them. The thousands of beautiful invitations that were delivered, along with the many lotus flowers that people received, added to the impact of the paintings themselves and made for 6 memorable weeks.
Newsweek reports on China's organ harvesting from political prisoners. The world edition of Newsweek online carried a report titled, "Is China Still Harvesting Organs from Its Political Prisoners?" by Jessica Ferger on June 15, 2016. This article reported that U.S. House Resolution 343, which passed unanimously on the evening of June 13, 2016, calls on China's communist regime to immediately stop forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience. It also asks the State Department to report on outcomes of an existing law that requires anyone engaged in the country's coercive organ donor system to be barred from obtaining visas. The Newsweek report noted, according to the bill, Chinese authorities reported in 2011 that the majority of organs used for transplantation in the country came directly from executed prisoners. This includes a sizable number of organs from practitioners of Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa. The report stated, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom reported earlier this year that in 2015, thousands of Falun Gong practitioners were arrested and sent to detention centers, where they endured acts of torture and were eventually executed. And experts say years of in-depth investigation and case reports into the matter have provided details of a donor system in which prisoners were ostensibly executed for made-to-order organs. Research undertaken by the Falun Dafa Association, for example, shows an extraordinarily short waiting period experienced by organ transplant patients in China compared with other countries, such as the U.S. In the U.S., the average wait time for a liver is 2 years and 3 years for a kidney. However, in China, patients typically must wait only a few weeks for a donor organ. Reports find this short wait time also applies to outsiders who visit the country for transplant tourism and pay top dollar for an organ. The Falun Dafa Association argues that in China, patients aren't waiting for organs. Rather, organs are waiting for patients. Experts say China's system does not comply with the World Health Organization's criteria that requires transparency and traceability of all organs, and that all donations be voluntary and not involve currency exchange.
Son and daughter arrested, elderly mother injured by police. When 81-year-old Ms. Wan Lichen, a Falun Dafa practitioner, went to the Chengdu District Police Department on June 1, 2016, to ask that her illegally arrested son and daughter be released, Officer Li Xiaowei literally threw her out of the office and injured her. Li Xiaowei and other officers from the Chengdu District Police Department arrested 11 Dafa practitioners at around 5 p.m. on May 10, 2016, including Ms. Yuan's son and daughter. Ms. Yuan went to the police department several times to ask that her son and daughter be released, but was told to leave. She went to the police department again on June 1st. When she asked Officer Li Xiaowei to release her son and daughter, Li shouted, "Get out of here." He grabbed her and threw her out of the office. Struggling to get up, Ms. Wan grabbed Li's leg, so Li dragged and kicked her again, causing Ms. Wan's abdomen to be severely injured. She was unable to straighten her back days later and still has difficulty standing and sitting. 9 of the arrested practitioners have been released, but Ms. Wan's son and daughter are still detained.
The story of a Falun Dafa practitioner, teacher, and a troublemaker student. The high school principal where I work approached me one day and said, "You know that you're the only one who can successfully manage that class, right?" I knew he was referring to Hisa, a 15-year-old bully who once carried a case of beer to a self-study class and drank it in front of the whole class. Hisa's homeroom teacher was recently hospitalized, and no one was willing to fill in for him until his return. I decided to accept the principal's offer. The principal knows that I am a Falun Dafa practitioner, thus he regularly assigns me tasks that other teachers would prefer not to do. When I became Hisa's homeroom teacher, I spent a lot of time working with him. I had to keep reminding myself that he was inherently good. Thus, I needed to be both compassionate and tolerant towards him. Since Falun Dafa taught me that virtually everyone has a good side, I began to focus on Hisa's strong points. Whenever I saw him behaving well, I openly praised him, encouraging him to do even better. Once I saw him playing basketball after the recess bell had rung. "Hurry up," I kindly urged him, "your class has already begun." He told me that he was reluctant to return to class because he couldn't understand what his instructor was teaching. He seemed very frustrated. "You have a duty to your family and to society," I said. "You can waste your youth or you can strive for a better life in the future. The choice is yours." He put the ball down and began walking to class. He appeared to be considering my words. Of course, dealing with Hisa was no walk in the park. He disobeyed me, intentionally did things to annoy me, and often argued with me. Being a Dafa practitioner, I reminded myself that he was still a child and that his bad behavior couldn't affect me. However, I knew that my compassion would eventually change him. Since Master Li, the founder of Falun Dafa, is compassionate toward his students and always encourages us, I felt compelled to treat Hisa and his friends in a similar manner. In time, I noticed that Hisa was better able to control his emotions and was less bossy and domineering. He still smoked cigarettes in school, but at least he had begun doing so in an empty bathroom stall instead of smoking in front of the other students. I often told him stories from ancient Chinese culture in the hopes that he would become increasingly aware of other people's feelings, care more about his parents, and develop an altruistic feeling toward others. He really liked the stories and sometimes sighed, "Teacher, why are you so kind to me?" It was comments like this from him that made me want to become more tolerant, compassionate, selfless, and less focused on my own personal gain and fame. The day before the semester had ended, Hizo came up to me during a self-study class and asked to talk to me in private. He walked to the end of the corridor where he handed me a bottle of spring water and shyly said, "Teacher, do you know who I respect most in my life? It is you." "Respect me for what?" I asked. "I'm still struggling to discipline you." He looked down at the floor and continued, "Teacher, I respect you because you truly care about me. You've never beaten me or cursed at me." Then he lowered his voice and asked, "Teacher, are you a Falun Dafa practitioner?" He quickly explained that he knew that Falun Dafa was good and that its practitioners are good people and that they are different from others. "Am I right?" he kindly asked. I told him, "Yes, your hunch is correct. Although I am not totally satisfied with Hizo's behavior, I have no regrets. I believe that he is on the right track now, and he is sure to do much better in the future."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.